Okay, we're up to the seventh malacha, Borer, and tonight we will suffice with a hakdama, a preface, and then the next time when we come back, we'll go into some of the details based on this hakdama. First of all, there is a machlokas, what exactly the malacha of Borer. Borer means selecting, okay, which is done by taking things that are negative away from the thing that's positive and separating them. Now the question is, what exactly is the malacha? And we'll see that it has halachic implications. What exactly did the Torah prohibit? Okay? Did the Torah prohibit taking away negative things? Right? That's the malacha. The malacha is separating negative things, taking away negative things, or is the malacha leaving something that is, what's it called, that is what's the word, mitukan, not corrected, what's a good word for tikkun? Suitable, yeah, but it doesn't have to be suitable. It's more suitable, I guess, that's a good word. I mean, that's good. For lack of something better, it's good. That makes it more suitable for use, okay? More than that about you, I'll never get it. that's good. Okay, what's it called? You're making something suitable for use, more than it was before, okay? One of the obvious differences would be, what happens if you have, let's say, food mixed in with a lot of solus, a lot of refuse, okay? You have some peanuts in, mixed in with a bunch of peanut shells. And you take away some of the peanut shells, but not all of them. So now basically the peanuts are still mixed in with peanut shells. You haven't made them suitable for use, but you've separated some of the negative. So one way of looking at it is, if the malacha is taking away negative things, then you've done that from a mixture of negative and positive. You take away some of the negative ones, that's a malacha, you've done the malacha. But if the idea is making what's left suitable for use, you haven't made it suitable for use. It's still mixed in. There's another way of saying it, that you made it more suitable for use. Till now it was mixed in with 100. What's it called, peanut shells. Now there's only 98 peanut shells. So it's easier to separate two peanuts from 98 peanut shells than two peanuts from 100 peanut shells. So you have made it more suitable for use, right? You brought it two shells closer to what's it called, for use. Okay, but in any case, that's one of the shilas. What is the malacha borer? Is the malacha borer birur hapsoles, separating the negative, or tikkun hamaycho, making that which you want to use more suitable for use. Okay, now, in order, so that we'll get through to the differences in that as we go through this malacha, where this makes a difference, what exactly you're doing. But there has to be a, what's it called, the first thing, in order for there to be borer, there has to be a mixture. Things have to be mingled, or absorbed, or attached, as one of the svarim says. It has to be a mixture. It can't be that things aren't mixed together at all. There's no borer means you're separating from a mixture. But if there is no mixture, they can't be separated. Separating this from this is not borer, because they're not mixed together. Right? So even though I'm selecting this, I don't want this now, I want to put this away, and I want to leave this on the table. That's not borer, because borer means from a mixture. Okay, and we will discuss when we get to the details of what constitutes a mixture, what makes things mixed together. These things obviously are not mixed together, but what about a pile of books? They're also big things. Can big things be mixed together, and if so, how? And is a mixture also dafka when they're separated, or even when they're together, or absorbed together, or attached together? Is that also called a mixture? So that we'll get to. Okay, but that's the first condition. In order for there to be any shaila borer, you have to be separating from some kind of mixture, whatever that defines that. If it's not defined as a mixture, then there's no borer at all. Next, there has to be at least two different types of things. But if you're separating all one type of thing, right, arbitrarily, then that's not borer. In other words, if you have 100 peanuts and you only want to eat 50 of them now and you want to put 50 away for later, then that's not borer by taking 50 peanuts out if they're all the same. Because you're not separating from a mixture of different things, you're separating from a mixture of one thing. So if it's all one thing, right, there can't be borer. Even though you're selecting, but it's not borer. And even though some of them you want now and some you don't want now, that doesn't make one different kind than the other. Okay. So that's the second condition. It has to be different things. Now, what constitutes different things? Let's say it's all chicken, but some chicken is roasted and some is fried and some is Chinese and some is, what's it called, with oregano, right? So does that make it different things or not? That we'll get to when we get to the details. Also, it has different taste. Would that make it different, even though it's the same thing, like we said, the chicken, right? One is Chinese chicken, one's oregano chicken. Does that make it different things or not? That we'll get to. next, there has to be also a maisa breira. You have to do an action. If you have a mixture, and it's a mixture of more than one thing, now it's possible to have borer. But borer constitutes an action. What is the action of borer, right? The maisa haborer means that you have separated something and left something else. But if you haven't separated something and left something else, right, if it's not a complete maisa borer, then that's also not borer. So those conditions have to exist for there to be borer. Now, in order, when there is borer, there's a mixture, there's more than one kind, and you're actually separating something from something else, so now you've done an action of borer. There are three conditions that make that action okay. They are that it has to be done by hand, and we'll discuss what that means, literally by hand or using a utensil that's like your hand, right? But you can't use a kli that helps to make the separation, right? It has to be done by hand or something similar to your hand that doesn't help in the separation. That's the first condition. It has to be done for immediate use, and that will discuss what's immediate, how immediate is immediate. And it has to be that you take the good, the thing you want, from the thing you don't want. Those three conditions have to exist. If there is a situation where borer applies, then the only way you're allowed to do it permissibly is to be borer with your hand for immediate use, what you want from what you don't want. And obviously there's a lot of conditions, a lot of details of what's considered immediate, what's considered by hand, and what's considered, what's it called, what you want and what you don't want. All of those we'll discuss. So those are the basic parameters of the Malach of Borer. And when I come back in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go back and see the details of each of the conditions.